Next item is 15 from the Controller, Department of Administrative Services. An informational report on the 2011 third quarter fiscal report as of September 30, 2011.
Mr. Mansky, could you take 15 and 16 together?
Yes.
Okay. Madam Clerk, could you read item 16, please?
Item number 16 is from the Controller, submitting information reports on professional service contracts for the fourth quarter of 2009 and each quarter of 2010.
Mr. Chair, both of the reports are informational. I'll talk briefly about both. The 2011 fiscal report as of the third quarter, September 30th, 2011, currently projecting for the year for Milwaukee County a surplus of $3.3 million. In the second quarter, we were at a projected deficit of $3.2 million. The major changes that have occurred in that is that we're now projecting a break-even from the wage and benefit modifications that were included in Org Unit 1972. Originally, there was net expenditure savings of about $9.7 million in there that was spread out to departments in their fringe benefit and in their wages. And based upon how fringe benefits is currently projected to surplus by, that will offset that savings. What happened at the beginning of the year when the budget was adopted is those savings were spread to departments, which created an imbalance between Org 1950, the fringe benefit account, and what departments had in their fringe benefit expenditures. And so, therefore, the county had to come up with savings to meet that difference. The fringe benefits org unit is currently projecting a surplus of about, I believe, around $8 to $9 million, which will be used to completely offset that Org 1972. That savings is both in revenues of about $5.8 million, which includes $2.6 million from early retirement reinsurance program that we received as money at the beginning of the year, and employee pension contributions of about $3.3 million. The other side of the savings is in expenditures of about $2.8 million, which is coming from our health care costs are under budget by about the $2.8 million. And we're continuing to see improvements in that through the remainder of the year. We'll have to see what comes from December, and because a lot of people know that their health care costs will be changing for 2012, so we might see additional services for that. So overall, this is positive news for the county of a projected surplus related to that. The other reports that are in here from item 16 are the professional service reports. These are reports from past quarters for fourth quarter of 2009 and the four quarters of 2010. And then next month you will receive the three quarters of 2011, which are just about completed. I apologize from our office for getting these to you late. These represent the report of the professional services that were entered into during those quarters or modifications that were made during those quarters. The report indicates the subcontractor, the dollar amount of the original contract and any increases to that amount, where that program is being charged, a brief description of the program, and if a DBD was notified prior to this, and if the vendor is a DBD, DBE, WBE, or other type of vendor that is certified. So it gives you a good background with regards to the professional services.
Any questions, Supervisor?
Okay, let's move on to item number 17.